Welcome to the Passion Behind the Art Show. It's all about diving in with individuals to learn the story behind their passion. It's your host, Daryl Pinner.
It's another week, another amazing guest, and another opportunity for me to bring you value through someone else's story. This week's episode is brought to you by Liquid Web, a premium, high-performing hosting company. They work with companies like Home Depot, National Geographic, FedEx, and much more. You can go to liquidweb.com and use the promo code PASSION33. That's PASSION33 to save 33% off your first 3 months. So without further ado, let's jump into this week's episode.
Oh my goodness. Episode 100 live event was amazing. So much value. Each guest broke down just various ways on how they turned their passion into dollars. And I mean, I'm just so thankful, so grateful for each guest, so grateful for each person that came on and joined. Like, it was just an amazing experience. Yes, I was beat after just streaming live for 9 hours. It was crazy, but it was well worth it. You guys are in for a treat. Truly a treat. So get ready for an amazing experience on how each guest turned their passion into dollars.
Well, we are live, and it is the 100th episode, live stream, Passion Behind the Art, and I am super excited. Hey, Dave, I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I'm excited for everyone that's going to share. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I'm excited about this. It's crazy. When I first started, you know, you start with an episode and you say, okay, this is episode one. And usually you put like two zeros before it and you go 001. And officially, like, all the zeros in front of it are gone now. It's 100. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for joining. As I said, the focus of this is to show everyone and just give everyone different ways on how to turn your passion into dollars. That's the goal, to turn your passion into dollars and just give you some creative ways on how to do that. So May is coming on in like a minute. And May, if you are here, say hello and let me know. I'm trying to get ready to.
Claire's on. Nice. What's up, bro? So for those who don't know, my brother is a musician. Like, he's been playing music for years.
Hello.
Hi, May.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Great. Fresh from Singapore.
Oh, you my.
Internet timing.
Oh, man, May, you are the best. Like, when I put this out for all the guests, like, May didn't even let it sit for too long. She was on board 100%. Like, she is just, I just want to give you, like, May has been killing it. She's just such a super awesome person, and she's just a inspiration especially for women. Like, she's just been, no matter what odds is stacked against her, she's just been, like, tearing it up no matter what. So, May, let's jump right into it. As you know, the topic is turning your passion into dollars.
Of course.
So let's jump into some of the ways that you've done that. You're a lettering artist. Give people like a little snippet of what you do and how did you diversify that skill?
So when I started mainly with client work. So that was the first one, client work, because that's the first offer that I got in. And then eventually, as time goes on, I discovered that I have so many things that I want to share. And so I started teaching workshops. And then from those workshops, I discovered my passion for teaching hand lettering and coaching other creatives. So now my main revenue comes from my online classes, online courses, and coaching other creatives. So it came all the way from doing the thing to actually teaching other people how to do it and then turn it into a profitable business.
That's awesome. So we're talking about, we have client work, we have in one-on-one coaching, workshops, and now a course.
Online course.
So that's four ways. And I'm pretty sure I know she's forgetting the book, which is five. So that's five ways that she's used her skill to kind of diversify how she brought in revenue. And the reason why I want to do this is because I think like sometimes we're so focused on, okay, especially client work, we just feel like that's the only way we can bring in revenue. And it is not at all. Talk a little bit about that, May.
Yeah, especially at the very beginning, I was like that too. I thought the only thing that can bring in the dollars are client work. But the thing about that is if you just keep on waiting for client work, you'll never really reach your target, you know, goal. So you also have to find other ways to earn from your hand lettering or from your creative business. So it's just a matter of looking at the things that you love to do and then finding what your community needs.
Right.
So it's the sweet spot, you know, that middle
that
ground
kind of
between what you want to share and what your clients really need. So that's the kind of thing. And you always have to listen to your audience because most of the time they're telling you what they want. That's how I learned how to teach. Because people always ask me, are you going to teach workshop in this country or this country? And I cannot go to all of those countries often. And I hate airplane. I hate traveling by airplane. I love going to places, but I hate traveling by airplane. So I was fresh from a bad turbulence last night. And I was like, I'm never going to fly again. So.
Oh, my gosh.
So I thought that maybe I could reach those people by teaching them hand lettering and creative business, training them. So my online course right now is about hand lettering. It's two parts. Learning hand lettering, it's step by step. And then the second part is how do you transition from this passion into a creative business? So I teach all of that. And, you know, I don't keep anything to myself. I always share everything that I know and everything that I have learned. So I thought maybe that's one way of how I can contribute to the community. It's not all about client work. Plus, your audience might also need so many things that you might not even know about. Like other artists are selling templates or sketches, or you know, Stefan and Ian Barnard, they say sell a lot of brushes,
digital products
that their audience really needs. So if you listen to your audience and you know what they need, you will produce something that is profitable for you, but at the same time it's more beneficial. Think about it as not just the profit part.
Mm-hmm.
The more that you think about your community, you know, how you can help them, it's the profit just comes naturally. So for me, it's better that way. Because if you think about the money and how you could earn from all of it, it's totally different.
Yeah.
you will not go far. It's ironic, right? It's actually ironic. I'm teaching how to make money from hand lettering, but I always tell my students that it's not just about the money. You also need to have passion, drive, and also you need to have you need to be able to serve and really, really help the people who want to learn from you. So that's for true. Me, that's the most important part.
And yeah. I think sometimes we forget that, like, money is like a byproduct of what we're doing. It's not so much the reason, it's like a byproduct. So you put out quality, you give back, and I love that word that you said, serve. Like, the better you serve, like, it will just work itself out, because the people will be so in love with how much you serve them, they will easily, it will be like a no-brainer, like, of course I want to pay for this thing, like, she's giving me amazing, like, she's giving me, first of all, so much for free, and then two, when you get behind the paywall, it's like, okay, she's taken down all the barriers, she's given you everything, like, everything she knows, which is just amazing. May, you're amazing, May.
Yeah, and the good thing about sharing and giving back to the community is, even if you give everything for free and you still have a course, people will still buy that course because you've given them so much. That's the thing that not a lot of artists and business owners realize. It's more than just the income, really. So.
And you see, the thing is, part of the issue is like you have to, I would say, if someone feels like they need money, I would tell them to kind of get some other way that's not necessarily in their thing, or whatever the case may be, but a way that just brings in revenue, maybe just be a regular job. Because for something like this, especially for building an audience, like, you got to be thinking like long term.
Yes. I also have that. I got that question in one of my courses. How does she? The question is, how do I start a business if I don't have the money and I still have to pay the bills? So my short and sweet answer and super honest answer is, you don't. You cannot start this business if you're worrying about the bills that you pay. So you have to get a real job, something that would help you get something to food for the on the table and pay all of your bills. Because if you keep on worrying about the money and worrying about the bills, you're going to be accepting anything that goes your way, even if it's a low ball offer, even if it's just for exposure, even if it's very, very low. You'll just be accepting anything for a few dollars, and it will not be good for you in the long term. Because the minute you start doing that, you're attracting the wrong clients, and you are going to be trapped in that position where it may sound rude, but we're here to make. If you want to make business, you need to attract the right clients. And this is why artists are always have this. A lot of people have misunderstanding that artists are not paid well. All
right.
And we're really just, sorry, you can hear my son. So the thing is, we do that to ourselves. If we keep on accepting these kinds of lowball offers, eventually you're gonna ruin your creative business. So it's not a good practice to have, even at the very beginning of your career, because I came from that. My first client was a licensing job. And from there, because I know when I started, I don't have any help around the house. So it's just me, my husband, and the kids. And I work during the 2 to 4 hour window that my son is taking a nap in the afternoon. And that's just the work time that I have. And for that, I can only accept a very limited number of clients. So I accepted only those that can pay me really well. And they do.
Awesome.
They do, because they're not just there for the artwork. They're CEOs doing the artwork. So if they like your artwork that much, they'll stick to you, even if your price is comparatively higher than other artists. So
okay. So May, quick question, like, when did you actually start? What year was that?
I started late 2014, but the first offer came in 2015.
So you started in 2014 and it's now 2019. So that's a 5-year span. Almost a 5-year span. So it's not like a overnight thing, but I feel like your consistency helped you a lot. What would you say?
Yes. When I started, I did not have any intention of turning this. If you, we had the podcast interview, right? I did not have any intention of turning this into something profitable. I really was just trying to escape from all the ill feelings that I have back then because of having raising a child with special needs and my twin daughters. So for me, it's just an avenue so that I can be happy again, genuinely happy, and just share something that's me, because creativity has always been a part of me. So it makes me really happy when I was able to share all of the letters that I did. And I never really knew that people love letters. I didn't. I had no idea until that first offer came in 6 months after.
Right. So now,
constantly, every day I was putting artwork. So I'm doing it again during the 2 to 4 hour window that my son is taking a nap. Instead of sleeping or taking a nap with him, I would hand letter something, post it on Instagram, and even ask people, can I hand letter your names? And I will just do that and then share it on Instagram every day. And consistently just doing that, I had no idea that somebody is already watching me, watching my progress, just waiting for that perfect time to approach me to ask for if I can do a project for them. So that's how it went for me.
Five years later, you got a business. All right, so we go back to a book, a course, coaching, client work, and I'm missing
workshop.
So, so I'm pretty sure you don't do that much client work right now.
No, I'm on my last client work for the year.
So another thing that I wanted to emphasize was the ability to not trade time for money. And you are now, especially with two things specifically, is the course, the online course, and a book. Those are the two, I guess, the best ways that you are currently like not trading time for money, because the online course is something that's already done that people can go and buy whenever, if I'm not mistaken. So talk a little bit about like not from transitioning from trading time for money to not trading time for money.
Okay, so before I did that, I had this, I was too afraid to launch a course that I didn't know whether it will sell or not. So I kind of experimented a little and did a pre-selling of that first. So I had this idea for the course. I offered it, did a sales page, and then send it to just my email list. So I have this email list. I think I have about 8,000 subscribers before. And just there, I pre-launched the course and it sold. And a lot of people joined. Apparently, it's a good idea. So it was a wise investment for me, because I did not want to invest the time and money and effort into doing something and then realize at the end nobody would buy. So I did the pre-selling first so that I could, you know, just testing the waters to see if the idea was good enough and there will be interest in it. And apparently, when it did, and then that was the time my husband and I worked towards completing the entire course in a matter of three months.
Nice. So you said that you had an email list of 8,000. So before we go to a few things, people, she's going to share with us how she grew this email list to 8,000. But if you want to sell any kind of product, course, or anything, you need an email list.
Yes, the email. That's why if you notice, I'm not as focused as other artists on Instagram, because my focus is my email list. That's where my power comes from. Power. That's where the marketing goes. It's how I serve my audience. It's the best form for me because I don't like blogging a lot. For me, blogging is not the kind of thing that I can maintain every week. So I would rather send out an email regularly to my list and update them, give them tips, and maybe something that motivates them. And when I do that, it's more personal for me. Really, it's more personal for me because I'm sending them email. It's just like me talking to a friend, you know, and just keeping in touch with my own community. So right. I have built a community of 17,000 subscribers in my email list. So, yeah.
So how? Come on, give us your magic sauce.
Yeah, of course. So first, I rebuilt my website. So I rebuilt my website. Before, my website is just my portfolio because I was attracting clients. But now I am totally attracting different audience. So I'm attracting those who want to learn hand lettering. So I rebuilt my website. I redesigned it. And I spent 2 weeks tweaking everything and then creating something that will benefit the people who will visit my website, and then they'll download my freebie. So I have these, the internet term is a lead magnet. So they need to download that. And to download that, I'm going to need their email address. So it's the exchange.
Right.
So I get their email address and then they get the free course. It's a 72-page hand lettering course. Styling the alphabet course. So it's individual letters, how to properly draw the letters individually. And it's kind of it came from the 26-day challenge that I did when I was starting with hand lettering, because then I was doing every one letter in different variations, at least 5 to 10 variations in a day. And then I would share that. So that's how I did it. And I have always noticed that there's a gap in what's being offered out there. So I like doing that, you know, looking for things that's being offered by other people. And I'm looking for the things that are not being offered. And what I would do is try to bridge that gap. And for me, what I found then was everybody teaches hand lettering. Everybody teaches this and that, but there's really no how. They teach the what, but I don't see any how. What of how I offered that hand lettering, the single letters. Because for me, to learn hand lettering better, you need to be able to learn the letters individually better.
Makes sense. And so, go ahead.
Email list. From there, it grew. My email list grew. So I advertised it everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, every avenue out there.
So what's funny about that is for anyone that's okay, they want to create a lead magnet, mm-hmm. May created a lead magnet that she felt like would be valuable to her audience. It was more valuable than them giving up their email list. Because if the trade doesn't balance out, especially if what you're giving doesn't outweigh what the audience has to give, you're not really gonna attract. Am I right?
It varies differently about, on the kind of service that you are offering.
Right.
If I was selling posters, I would offer free posters in exchange of email address. And then I have I'm coaching these other creatives. Other creative, and she has an online shop, so her focus is her online shop. She's selling stuff, creative stuff, and what she did is she offered a discount to the shop. so that she could get their email address. So it varies depending on the type of service that you want to offer, mm-hmm. and the kind of business that you have. And again, it all boils down to listening to what your audience really, really needs.
Awesome. Awesome. So before we talk about May's new course, we want to give away this book, right? May is giving away her book, right? So if you haven't had a copy of May's book right now, I would like for you to, do you have a way to want, you want to give away the book, May? Did you have a way in mind?
I haven't thought about that. I just said yes.
All right, so let's
whatever you decide, I'm good with it.
Okay, all right, so it is now 10:39 my time, Eastern time. So anyone after this, I'm going to use the same way how I was giving away the shirt earlier. Screenshot this right now and share it on your stories or wherever you want to share it. Screenshot it and tag me or May in it. And I will, May will, if she tag the both of us. And I'll pick a winner after when I go on break and to give away the book. How does that sound?
Yeah.
All right, good. So good. Awesome. So you can share it in your stories. That'll probably be that's probably the first way that I'm going to look. So you can share it in your stories and tag both May and I at DP Creates and May De Leon, and we'll give away the book. So let's talk about this course that you wanted to share.
The course is also titled Mastering Hand Lettering because it came from the book.
Oh, so okay.
Book, we turned it into a full course. It's more a total of 10-hour video for hand lettering and the business side of hand lettering. And it's, how many modules is that? 20 modules. We have 20 modules and 104 lessons.
Nice.
So that's yes, but eventually we're going to streamline that and we're going to trim down the modules, but it will have more. We're just trying to streamline everything better because we did it in a short period of time. It's just
okay.
3 months, and right now my husband is already asking me, actually nagging me. are we not gonna meet yet for the update of the, because we plan to update it later this year.
Okay.
So that it becomes better for everyone. Because after I did that, there's a lot more that I learned that I want to put in it.
Oh, okay. Cool. Makes sense.
So I just wanted to share all of that as well. But those who have already enrolled in the course, they will have access to it. All the updates they will have. And yes, it's also titled Mastering Hand Lettering. And I teach hand lettering from a beginner level, mm-hmm. and then how you can transition from turning it into passion, hobby, to a creative business.
Beautiful. May, you are awesome. You are so awesome. I mean, like, when I see, like, all that you've done and just with the challenges of being a mom and a husband and a wife, it's just so inspirational, you know what I mean? Because I don't want especially any woman out there feel like, okay, like, they have to be into this box or this one spot. Like, there's so much possibilities out there, and I feel like you're a perfect example.
There are so many opportunities for everyone, and I also share this a lot because I have always noticed that everybody thinks that everyone is a competition or they cannot do this because they're new. There is abundance of work out there that's just waiting for you, so everybody can have this opportunity. If I had it with zero clue, it's from zero, really, literally zero. I never really thought that there's money from hand lettering. Who knew? But now, yeah, I can comfortably say yes. And my husband just left his day job as well to join me in this creative business. So that's how it went down for both of us. It's funny because he was the one who has been convincing me since the day I left my day job. He has been trying to convince me to go back to the corporate world, and it backfired. That's how stubborn I am. It backfired, and now he left the corporate world to join me in my
creative. That's awesome.
He is my tech guy, so the video, the editing, the audio guy, so he's all that.
That is so amazing. Like, that's awesome. That's awesome.
It, so can you. So there's, especially if you're a woman and if you're a mom, I know how it can be draining to handle the kids and the home and still do laundry, cook dinner. You can still do it. There, if you want it, you're going to have to find time. You will find time and make time to really do it.
And do you still do all those things?
I still cook. I still do the laundry. It's just that I have someone who helps me with Alphonse and the kids now. But yeah, when my husband asks for dinner, he gets the dinner.
Like, so inspirational. So inspirational. So no limits, guys. Take all the limits. Take all the limits off. And there is room for everyone. Like, you just spoke my language right there. There is room for everyone. Like, yes. We all can, like, just push each other up. We all can push each other up. Like, there's enough room.
So much.
So, if you're watching this and you are not a designer, all right? May and I are creatives. We're designers. But there's different types of creatives. So, if you're watching this and you're not a designer, like, put it in your context, all right? Put it in your field, your passion of interest, right? It starts out with just learning it, turning it to a hobby, getting clients from it, and then move on from there. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be, because I really want to help everyone, because the internet has helped us to kind of create these revenue streams that we don't have to trade time for money. So I would say bleed it. Take advantage of it as much as you can. May, anything you would like to share on that?
Just that you've said it well. You took the words right out of my mouth. It's that. And for me, the only way to not be successful is to keep making excuses. So if you really want to be successful in this, stop making excuses and start doing. So,
amen. I will take that. All right. So thank you, guys. This is not the end, but it was amazing to have May on to kick off the 100th episode celebration. I can't believe it. I'm at 100 episodes, and I'm just getting started.
I was 77, I think. 77, yes. 75, and yes. I'm lucky to be the first guest.
Yeah, because you're a perfect example of what I want to put out there and what I want to show others. You're a perfect example of it. You've done it all.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. At least we're helping tonight.
Well, May, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate you. You are one person that I really, you know, I really appreciate.
Thank you so much for having me, Darryl, and thanks for everyone who came by and listened and watched.
So, all right, bye, mate.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. I hope it's been super valuable to you, and you're now ready to take your audience building, your community growing to the next level to help you and help me build our empire, for lack of a better word, or just to build our thing. Remember to stop by iTunes, Passion Behind the Art, and leave a review and subscribe. It's very important to me. It helps the podcast grow, and it makes me feel good to kind of hear from you guys, to know what you like about this podcast, what it's done for you. So jump on iTunes and subscribe and leave a review. Passion behind the art. Be blessed.